The bearing edge is the boundary condition of the membrane. Every textbook explanation of a circular membrane assumes a clean, consistent boundary. Real tympani live in a less ideal world. Bowls may be dented, rims may be dirty, collars may not flex evenly, hoops may be warped, and tension rods may not pull uniformly. A small defect at the edge can produce a large musical consequence because the membrane is being asked to create a coherent pitch from a complicated modal system. Ludwig's manual describes its profile collar as extending the head beyond the edge of the bowl to improve resonance, pitch definition, range, and ease of tuning. That is a manufacturer statement, but it points toward a real issue. The head must move over the edge cleanly while maintaining equal tension around the circumference. If it sticks, creeps, or seats unevenly, the result may be a drum that reads correctly on the gauge but sounds unfocused to the ear. Clearing should therefore be taught as acoustics, not as housekeeping. When a student hears a wavering pitch around the head, the student is hearing unequal boundary and tension conditions. When a drum clears, the head is better able to sustain the intended modal relationships in a pitch-bearing drum. That is the difference between a note and a sound effect. Mechanical tolerances belong in this discussion because a timpano depends on circular symmetry. Empirically, Werlin's study of non-uniform drum head tension shows that perturbations to circular symmetry can split paired membrane modes into different frequencies, producing audible frequency splitting. The performance implication is direct. Differences in manufacturing tolerances, frame rigidity, hoop accuracy, tension rod smoothness, pedal return, and suspension design can affect how well the instrument preserves the symmetry needed for a clear quasi-harmonic pitch. For the player, that means accurate mechanics are not separate from sound. A true counter hoop, smooth tension rods, a clean bearing edge, reliable pedal return, stable linkage, and a frame that resists twisting all help the head remain centered and evenly tensioned as the pitch changes. Conversely, frame flex, hoop distortion, sticky rods, uneven collar seating, worn linkage, or unstable pedal balance can introduce small asymmetries. Each may be minor, but together they can blur the quasi-harmonic organization that allows the timpano to sound pitched rather than merely drum-like.